Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Pressure and stress will either make you or break you. It depends on you and how you react to them. The principle of pressure in nature is described in the law of thermodynamics, and this pressure principle results in many of nature's wonders. The world's most precious gem, the diamond, is the result of pressure. Carbon deposits in the depths of the earth respond to intense heat and pressure in producing these coveted little bits of stone. This was demonstrated years ago when General Electric announced the successful synthesis of diamonds. Scientists took carbons and submitted them to more than 1.5 million pounds of pressure per square inch, coupled with temperatures of 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit to produce the artificial diamond. Many of the accomplishments in the last century were the direct result of pressure. Your automobile tire, the explosion of fuel in the piston of an engine, even the stent that opens a clogged artery in my heart, all of these operate on the principle of pressure. Life itself depends on pressure, from the thrust of the unborn infant as he makes his way into the world, to the pressures that drive the world of business. All pressures are not harmful, but they can be. Pressure inflates an automobile tire. Too much pressure will produce a blowout. Pressure creates the diamond. Too much pressure disintegrates it. Pressure applied at the right spot can stop the flow of blood from a deep wound and save a life. But pressure at the wrong spot can take your life. What about those intangible pressures in your life? How do they affect you? The hundreds of messages and phone calls that come to us tell a great deal about pressure today. Pressures in the business world, pressures that cause marriages to disintegrate, pressures that cause teens to throw good judgment to the wind in order to be accepted by peers. Pressure drives us on and on. A few years ago, three businessmen decided they would get away from the pressure of the business world and stress once and for all. They sold their possessions, walked away from very good-paying jobs, and set sail for a South Sea island. For a few months, they enjoyed the vacation, and then boredom set in. Then they decided to put together a hotel for vacationing tourists. The hotel was built. In a few months, though, the trio of transplanted businessmen learned that you can exchange pressures in our world, but you cannot escape them. And what does pressure do? It produces stress, and how you handle the stress determines whether or not the pressure will make you or break you. Stress is not always harmful. Stress on the string of a guitar allows beautiful music to come from the fingertips of an artist. Stress on the suspension bridge allows it to span the chasm, and stress in your life may motivate you to success. But under too much stress, the stress becomes burnout. Have you considered God's relationship to you in the midst of pressure and related stress? God is not a safety valve for weak people who can't stand the pressure. He is a refuge, a loving Father who will strengthen you. You can then accomplish what He asks of you. When you talk to Him about what confronts you, it is amazing how He will bring thoughts to your mind that hadn't even crossed your mind. At times you will hear Him gently say, "Cast your burden upon Me. You're carrying too heavy a load for anyone." Pressure and stress are here to stay, but so is the grace of God, and that makes the difference.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.